The truth. Truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the show. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Sunday edition here on January 20th, 2019. We've got 2 hours together, which will enable us to get into depth on anything you want to talk about. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. And what else can we say? Brought to you by the Republic Broadcasting Network down in Round Rock, Texas, which is where you send your contributions. Keep this network alive. And of course, I hope you'll call in at 800-313-9443. In fact, I'd like to take a lot of calls today. So if you've been thinking about calling in or anything of that nature, I'd love to get your call today. I would love to get people's response to the question I'm going to pose at the beginning, the theme I'm going to present in today's show. And I'll give you that in just a moment, but it's 800-313-9443. Well, I'll even put a title on my theme today. Let's see, what can we call it? I'll call it Donald Trump, Meet Ron Paul. There you go. Donald Trump, Meet Ron Paul. And where am I going with that headline? Well, yesterday, Donald Trump did make a major announcement. He said it's going to be a major announcement, and it was a big one. He proposed a deal, a trade, of something in the realm of DACA or DACA. I don't think there is a right way to pronounce it. Deferred action for childhood arrivals in exchange for $5.7 billion to build a wall. Let me cut right to the chase. This is the worst mistake Donald Trump has ever made in his life. I don't know his life before politics, so I'm kind of pretending to know something I don't there, but certainly since I've known of Donald Trump and been following him every day assiduously here for 3 years on the Trump phenomenon, no mistake that he has made. I can't even think of anything I would call a mistake in this realm. This is by far the granddaddy of them all mistake that he's made. And I'll go into this in detail in the show today, and I'd love to hear, I would love to have someone out there persuade me that I'm wrong. I would love to have somebody persuade me that there's some subtle, brilliant strategy that Donald Trump has launched that I missed that makes this into a brilliant move and not an incredible, incredible, horrible mistake for our country, for himself, for all of us. So I'd love you to persuade me if someone out there can. I don't want anybody out there to try to be harder on Trump than I'm going to be here in the next 2 hours, because I'm going to be pretty tough on this. So don't even try. I'm going to be depressed enough over what I am myself am going to say. But if you want to concur in what my analysis here, point out something I may have missed, please do so. Donald Trump, meet Ron Paul. Okay, the horrible mistake that Donald Trump made yesterday is he did not, well, I'll give it another sort of a colorful picture. I hope this catches on, actually. I'm going to look it up here while I'm talking. I think I'll type in and look up a little bit on when the Indians sold Manhattan for a box full of trinkets, beads. And this is very apropos to Donald Trump, who is Mr. Manhattan, living there with the fabulous Trump Tower, his other fabulous buildings and exploits of great renown in Manhattan. He's Mr. Manhattan. I myself was kind of identified with that because although my parents are both Nebraskans, they happened to be in school in New York when I was born. So I was born on Fifth Avenue, Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital, right across from the Botanical Gardens on Fifth Avenue in Central Park. So it's kind of it hits home directly. The Indians sold this fabulous piece of real estate of inestimable worth, the most valuable piece of real estate on the earth, for some beads. And the Indians, I think, thought they got the better of the deal. I'll look up the deal in a moment to get more of the details on it. But that's what Donald Trump did yesterday. So let's fill in the analogy. What are the beads in this deal? The beads are the $5.7 billion that Donald Trump got. He didn't get it. He asked for it. This is his negotiating position. It hasn't even been conceded by the Democrats. This is where he's starting the negotiation. And as someone who's wrote The Art of the Deal, he understands that the negotiation doesn't get better for him. No negotiation ever does. Your opening position is as good as you're going to get. So the beads are the $5.7 billion. The Indians are Donald Trump. Was it the Dutch who gave the beads there? The Dutch, in this case, giving the beads are the wily Democrats, the nasty Pelosi and Schumer, the demon rats. They're the ones who came up with the beads. And they get Manhattan. And what is it that they get? It's the most valuable piece of real estate in the world, in the universe. They get DACA. They get a big, fat amnesty. There's no other way to put it. It's a big, fat amnesty. And to use another New Yorker, another great New Yorker, Yogi Berra, to give us the caption for this scene, it's deja vu all over again. Back to the Reagan 1986 amnesty. So there we have our picture there. The beads in Manhattan. Donald Trump meet Ron Paul. I'll explain that in just a moment. And then we have deja vu all over again. Quoth Yogi Berra. Okay, I'll explain Donald Trump meet Ron Paul. Well, I met Ron Paul in 13 different cities during his 2008 presidential campaign, starting in August of 2007, if I'm remembering rightly. That was the Iowa caucus, the Iowa straw poll in Ames, Iowa. It's the first time I met Ron Paul in person. And I led the screaming, roaring Ron Paul crowd all around the campus there at Ames, including that was my chance to meet Mitt Romney, who was there with his wife campaigning for the Republican nomination. I met Mike Huckabee, who was there also campaigning. I'm trying to remember who else I met there, but almost all of the Republican primary candidates in 2007 were there. I met Ron Paul in 13 different cities, and there was one big problem with the Ron Paul campaign. There's one thing that he did not get. He did not campaign on this. He did not understand how important it was. He didn't understand it was the winning issue. He didn't understand it was the life or death crisis and threat to America. And I don't think Ron Paul understands it to this day. Immigration invasion. And we tried, people like myself, trying to boost the Ron Paul campaign. And I guess Ron Paul in 2007 was sort of he was the prelude to my enthusiasm for Donald Trump in 2015. And I view it that way, that Ron Paul actually laid the groundwork that Donald Trump took off. Donald Trump won. Why? Why did Donald Trump win and Ron Paul's campaign did not take off? He didn't get it on immigration. He never spoke strongly on immigration. He was stubborn about putting immigration security into his platform. And we tried, I may have time in this 2 hours to detail. We tried to get to Ron Paul to explain to him, if you don't address the 800-pound gorilla in the room, which is the fact that our nation is being overrun, that it's the end of our country, it's the end of our nation. This is a fatal problem. Everything else you talk about, Ron, the Federal Reserve is not a fatal problem. Not even close. It's not even a tenth as important as the immigration invasion. Not a hundredth as important. You could even disagree. You could even be a supporter of the Federal Reserve and still be a patriot. I know it sounds weird, but that's not a make or break issue for America. The immigration invasion is the issue. Ron Paul did not get it. Now, the point I want to make here is this. Donald Trump's got a problem. This is the first time I've said this in this show. 3 years of supporting Donald Trump, and I'm still supporting him. But this is the first time I'm going to do a pretty sharp critique of Donald Trump. He doesn't get it. In the same way, and to kind of take the edge off that, I'm going to say in the same way by comparing him to a great man, Ron Paul. Ron Paul is a great man, and he's a brilliant man, and he's a good man. I couldn't even begin to touch the virtue of Ron Paul with my own life. He's an incredible man, an OBGYN who, I forget the number, but he delivered something like 4,000 babies in his congressional district there in Texas. Just a tremendous man. On so many votes in the House, he was the only guy who voted correctly. So the vote would be 434-1 or something like that. But Ron Paul never got it on immigration. Not because he's a bad man, not because he's stupid, but because he just didn't get it on how an immigration invasion will destroy everything he loves. And it's a life or death question. To put it in medical terms, it's as if, you know, you have one of these patients who's killing himself with smoking, or, you know, pick anything, you know, any other vice, killing himself, let's use drinking. Okay, we're back, I believe. Thank you, engineer. Apparently, we lost a signal there briefly. I don't know where I lost the train of the thread here of what I'm saying, but we'll pick it all up because I'll be repeating myself. Anyway, Ron Paul, I'm comparing Donald Trump to Ron Paul, a very great man, a very good man who doesn't get it on immigration. Yesterday, Donald Trump did not get it on immigration. When he proposed a huge amnesty, now I know he has said, he's tweeted this morning, and we, in all fairness, we will quote his tweet where he says this is not an amnesty. Sorry, it is. It is. Yes, it is. It's an amnesty. It's a partial amnesty, you could say. It's not an amnesty of every illegal alien that's in America forever. But, you know, it'll do until the real thing comes along. It's an amnesty of millions of people with no time cutoff. It isn't possible for there to be a time cutoff. Yesterday, Donald Trump made an enormous, and I've been pleading on this show that this not happen. Please, I said, please, no DACA, no DACA, please, don't even use the word DACA. Don't even bring it up. It has nothing to do with the wall. Trading the wall for DACA, trading for our very life and existence as a people and as a nation, to trade that away for some beads, because that's all $5.7 billion is. It's beads. It's nothing. It's peanuts. This is folly. It's an incredible mistake. And there are many, many things that are kicked away. This is a mistake in so many different ways. I don't know if I'll be able to catalog them all in the 2 hours we have together. And I'd love to have people call in. Let me look at my call-in board here. Just see if there is anybody already in the call-in board. There's George, Old Faithful spouts every show. There's George in Texas. Hi, George. Hang on, buddy. We'll get to you. But anybody else, 800-313-9443, if you want to expound on this question that we're bringing up. Now, I'll touch upon various areas. You know, obviously, I'm here in North Dakota. I'm not in the White House. I'm to some extent I'm talking through my hat, but I read the news like you. Apparently, reading the news, the three people with whom Donald Trump conferred in coming up with this bozo of a proposal. I know Donald Trump called Jeff Bezos Jeff Bozo the other day. I loved that. After Bozo the Clown, who I grew up with out in Los Angeles. I don't know if in Queens, New York, Donald Trump grew up with Bozo the Clown on TV, but the three people that he conferred with were Mike Pence. He doesn't get it on immigration. And I'll tell you the other two guys were much worse even right after this break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He was kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana
fella to the promised land. Big John. We're back, folks. And I educated myself a little during the break. I like to do that. And I have to do a lot more reading to nail this down, but it looks as if I'm still going with the sale of Manhattan to the Dutch for a song, but it turns out that it wasn't $24 worth of glass beads. This is mythological. I am reading this, and I'll take it on at face value. In fact, what was exchanged was also pretty insignificant in worth. It was some iron kettles, axes, knives, and cloth. Okay, so we'll up the value from $24 to maybe, by any calculation, a couple hundred, being generous in today's dollars. And then the other twist to the matter is that the people who made this deal were the, let me look at their name here, the Wappinger Indians, who actually did not have a legitimate claim to Manhattan. The Indians who actually had the claim to Manhattan were the Canarsie Indians. The Wappingers were tricking the Dutch into paying them for something they didn't even own. The Dutch were very honorable, by the way. The Dutch, that included my own ancestors, who were among the Dutch who made these payments, were my own ancestors directly by blood in my patrilineal line. They then, in their very honorable Dutch way, then made a second payment to the Canarsie that the Canarsie accepted for the land that they settled on, starting with Lower Manhattan. And the Canarsie were based, I think I'm reading here, they were based in Brooklyn, which was Brooklyn, of course, is a Dutch name. The Bronx is a Dutch name. Staten Island is a Dutch name. All kinds of Dutch names about New Amsterdam. But the analogy still stands. The Dutch got an incredible deal for almost nothing. And this is what Donald Trump gave away yesterday. Now, it doesn't matter that Schumer and Pelosi have rejected the offer, you know, just right away. Before he spoke it, in fact, they rejected it. That's not a hopeful sign. That's not good. It just means they want to add more. They want more. They want more than Manhattan. They want Staten Island, and they want Brooklyn and the Bronx. So it's not good. They want all of Westchester County. So it's not a good sign. It just means they're going to be even tougher. Donald Trump's initial staked out position is as good as it's going to get, and it's terrible. Now, let me just explain what's so wrong. What is so bad about this? And what does Donald Trump not understand? It's hard for me to say those words, for them to come out of my mouth, to say that Donald Trump doesn't understand something. I feel bad proposing that I understand something better than this great man. I feel like I'm blowing hot air to say such a thing. But please persuade me I'm wrong. What Donald Trump appears to have missed is that demography is destiny, and amnesty is forever. Changing your population is forever. Versus, that's what he gave up. Versus a wall. What is a wall? Is a wall forever? Is a wall destiny? No. A wall is just a structure that takes years to build. It's nothing by comparison. Yes, it's significant in and of itself, but by comparison with losing the whole future of your nation, it's nothing. Steel, stone, cement, concrete, doesn't matter. Cameras, drones, it doesn't matter. Now, it gets worse. By supposedly solving, when Schumer and Pelosi accept Donald Trump's offer, and they will, don't take comfort in the fact that they haven't. When he made a similar kind of offer months ago, I was terrified that the Democrats would do the smart thing and accept immediately. They were too dumb to do that. This time they're not going to be that dumb. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. Like the
show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
Hey, we're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. And I continued my education a little bit during the break. Got some more clarification on New Amsterdam. The Pilgrims, which five of the people on the Mayflower were my ancestors, they wanted, their target was actually to go up the Hudson River. That's where they wanted to settle. But they had a hard enough time. They ran out of supplies in Massachusetts and had to give up their voyage. And half of them then died on the Mayflower right there, on the boat after they landed at Plymouth. But the Dutch then came behind the Pilgrims, and the two different tribes named here in this article I'm looking at, the Lenape Indians, supposedly sold to the Dutch. And the island was mostly controlled by another tribe, the Wakwasa Geeks. The Wakwasa Geeks. And this was for a price of 60 Dutch guilders. which amounts to about $1,100 in 2012 dollars. Getting a little closer to the historical accuracy there. So the Donald Trump did not understand that demography is forever. And the immigration invasion is forever. The wall is not of the same magnitude. That's why what I'm using with trading Manhattan for $1,000 is the wrong magnitude. $1 trillion is not enough. Obviously, Donald Trump knows the value of Manhattan. So if this goes through, as I predict it will, Schumer and Pelosi, here's what they'll say. This is a bad deal from Donald Trump. This is a bad deal, and I don't like it. But I'm getting a lot of pressure from people in my party, says Schumer, says Pelosi. I'm going to bite my lip, and we're going to sign with Trump. We're going to give him his $5.7 billion, or they might be like cheapskates and say, we'll give him $4 billion or $3 billion. And we will take his lousy DACA extension of 3 years, which is nothing. We'll take that. Of course, it's everything. They lie. They lie. They lie. They will then sign on this deal. And Donald Trump, I like what a lady from an organization called the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS. I'm going to look her up in just a moment. She said it best. She said, the president has been rolled. The president has been rolled. That was her summary of what happened yesterday. Now, who rolled him? Well, the three people who helped him craft this horrible deal were Mike Pence. He doesn't get it on immigration. He doesn't have a clue. And then the other two people, maybe two of the worst people in the world to consult on this issue, Jared Kushner and Lindsey Graham. These two guys never saw an amnesty they didn't like. These two guys have no idea. They are the wrong people to have in the room while you're imagining a deal. Kushner, Graham, and then in the case of Pence, and by the way, now I'm going to address an issue I haven't addressed on this show, and I should have. What's the problem with nepotism? What's the problem with having your son-in-law in a high position in the White House? Okay, let's illustrate it with whatever happened in this negotiation or this brainstorming with Pence, Kushner, and Graham, Lindsey Graham. Do you think that Mike Pence is going to contradict Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law? Do you think Mike Pence, if he had any doubts about this deal, will voice them if Kushner is all enthusiastic about it? Of course not. It's the president's son-in-law. In other words, people can't be honest. They can't be truthful. Nobody dares to contradict Jared Kushner. He's the son-in-law. He's the husband of the favorite daughter, the favorite child, Ivanka. It's Mr. President, when you put Jared Kushner high up in your administration, you lost your independence. You lost the honesty of everyone around you. No one's going to contradict Kushner. That's just such an obvious defect to nepotism, a cost not to the nation or to other people, but to you. You're the genius. You're the brilliant man who gets it, who got it, who can lead. Family members, no. I don't know if Leonardo da Vinci had family members who painted or wanted to invent things, but you wouldn't go to them with your commission on an invention or a painting. Da Vinci is the genius, not his son-in-law. You wouldn't have Michelangelo's son-in-law do a sculpture because he's the son-in-law of Michelangelo. It must be a great sculpture. No way! He's probably no more competent to sculpt than a bus driver. So Donald Trump, you know, it's wrong. to put family members up there. Find great people, great minds, like this. These people at the Center for Immigration Studies, they should be in your, they should be the people with whom you consult. The people at Numbers USA, Roy Beck, talk to Roy Beck. He's devoted his life to this question. He's one of the world's greatest authorities on this question. He would gladly walk down Pennsylvania Avenue from his office to your office to help you. And let me give you a story in that regard. Those of us trying to help Ron Paul in 2007 and 8 actually got Roy Beck to say, sure, I'll walk down the street over to Ron Paul's office and I'll spend 2 days with him, tutoring him on why immigration is the big issue. The immigration invasion, legal and illegal, is the determining factor for the future of our whole civilization. And because we couldn't get by, we couldn't get past Ron Paul's idiot chief of staff. Let me remember his name, Benson. What's his first name? Somebody help me. This guy was an idiot. We couldn't get past him to get to Ron Paul to say, let Roy Beck come down and spend 2 days with you in your office and wake you up. You don't get it, Mr. Paul. For whatever reason, not because he's not smart. Ron Paul is a genius, obviously. He's a polymath. He's a genius in many fields, medicine, government, history, finance. So is Ron Paul. So is Donald Trump. He's a polymath. He's a genius in many fields. But he doesn't get it on immigration. And he just needs to be, he just needs to have someone explain. And the reason people don't get it on immigration is that it's like somebody who doesn't get it about their blood sugar, who's going to die of diabetes or complications thereof, because they just don't get it, that adding all that extra sugar to their diet is going to kill them. It just doesn't seem harmful. A couple spoonfuls of sugar, no big deal. A couple sodas. I was scared when I found out that Donald Trump's favorite beverage was Diet Coke. Ah! Please help! it's going to kill you. Not today, not tomorrow, but that's the way immigration works. And the way in which Roy Beck created numbersusa.org, he makes the point, you have to watch this video. It's called Immigration Gumballs. He illustrates the fact that if you are, it's like somebody who's bleeding out, little bit of blood at a time, they're going to die from loss of blood. It's any of those, Donald Trump went to the Wharton School of Finance, which was set up by Joseph Wharton, my ancestor, cousin, where they teach that if you're in the red, if you're losing a little bit of money at a time, you're going to go broke. If your graph is going down, it's going to hit zero unless you change that. And that's what immigration invasion is. If you lose your control, if your graph goes down far enough, you lose your nation, never to recover it. Now, what did Donald Trump get? He hasn't gotten it yet either. But let's suppose that Pelosi and Schumer, if they were smart, they'd just give them the wall. Just bang, $5.7 billion, it's yours. There you go. Let's go. Have fun. Okay, it's going to take a couple years to build what? 100 miles of wall? Double it, 200 miles of wall. Who cares? 200 miles of wall? The coyotes, the invaders, they just go around it. It would have almost zero effect. They'll just know, well, we're not going through there. That, take that 200 miles off of the 1,900 miles of border across over which we can cross. Subtract a few more miles for a little bit more wall. The point is, a boat with 20 holes in the hull is not much more seaworthy than one with 100 holes in the hull. It's leaking. It's going to sink. So here's the problem. One of the problems. After Pelosi and Schumer give Donald Trump a little bit of wall, that issue is now off. You got your wall, they're going to say. Shut up about the wall. And the immigration invasion. It's as if Donald Trump was handed on a silver platter these caravans. You're kicking away this opportunity. You're kicking away. You're better off without a wall. You're better off with no wall at all. Why? It's obvious. Because the American people are seeing to their horror that tens of thousands of really bad-looking people are pouring into your country. Alien people who are going to take over your country. America needs to see this. When the story is changed, the wall is not an issue anymore. The caravans are not an issue. Now they'll just invade quietly. Now the American public will go back to sleep, Mr. President. You have the perfect setup. You need America to see these people invading every day. That's what they need to wake them up. It's what you apparently need to wake you up. You need to see that this is real. It's going to kill you. It's going to kill your nation. It's going to destroy America. As Ann Coulter said so brilliantly in 2015, adios, America. And none other than David Frum, who was an idiot speechwriter, neocon rhino speechwriter, for the idiot neocon George W. Bush, David Frum said of that book, no other book in modern political history has been more influential than Ann Coulter's Adios America, because Donald Trump read it and he changed his message. He heard, he listened, he got it, at least apparently, from Ann Coulter, that it is immigration. That is the 800-pound gorilla. It is the immigration stupid. And Donald Trump got it in so many ways in his campaign. But now, what happened? What happened when it comes down to crunch time? When the bell rings, ding, and you go into the ring, Donald Trump takes a dive. Amnesty, are you kidding? So Ann Coulter's response in her tweet yesterday was this: we voted for Donald Trump and we got Jeb. This is something Jeb Bush would have done. Amnesty for the DACAs. And then there's this other group. What are they called? The TSPs, the TPSs, temporary protected status, TPSs. They're not TSP. They're not trisodium phosphate. They're TPSs, temporary protected status, which means what? That's a nice word for amnesty. And folks, in case you don't get it, you know, if you don't get it, how amnesty works, how the invasion works, you go, oh, it's not amnesty. They're not given a path to citizenship. Oh, come on. How stupid do I look? They're going to be having children. They have green cards. They have social security numbers. They are here legally now, thanks to your blessing, Mr. President. And they're going to be having children by the millions. All of whom will be what? Because you didn't fight on the 14th Amendment. You didn't fight on birthrights, citizenship. They're automatically citizens. You should have spent the last 2 years fighting tooth and claw to stop birthright citizenship. And those millions of babies will be connected to more millions of what? Chain migration. You should have spent the last 2 years fighting tooth and claw over chain migration. Those are more important than the wall. When we in our crowds yelled to you, Mr. President, as I and my children did in Duluth and Fargo, Bilbo Wall, Bilbo Wall, what were we saying? We weren't saying everything depends on building a wall. That's a slogan, Mr. President. It's our way of saying, save our people! Save our nation! And any good businessman keeps that in mind. You have a goal. The goal is not to build a wall, damn it! And then trade away everything that the wall is supposed to protect us from so you can get the damn wall or a piece of it. We're smart, Mr. President. We were chanting, save our nation. Save our nation. Stop the invasion. That's the meaning of what we were saying. We don't give a rat's ass about any piece of wall. We'll be back with this right after the break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Breitbart for an article I read earlier this morning, which was beautiful, right on the money. I'm trying to find it. And in that article, Roy Beck of Numbers USA Trump.org is quoted as saying that what Donald Trump handed to the demon rats yesterday was exactly the worst thing he could have given them. And the worst thing he could have done for the border. Because what he did was he sweetened the deal for an immigration invasion. He said, in effect, I mean, these people south of the border are smarter than we are, apparently. When they see the word extension, they read amnesty, because that's what it is. Being allowed to be in the country legally, having a green card, a social security card, having all these wonderful things that we as American citizens, that our ancestors from Plymouth and New Amsterdam built up over centuries for us, being handed these things is an unbelievable gift. And the worst of it, in so doing, we are giving them the gift of our nation. We're giving away our nation. How damn stupid are we? We're counting on the president to not be that stupid. We don't give away our nation. We fight when it's a matter of life or death. And here's another thing the president isn't getting. There's a difference between deals and business, which is not a matter of life or death. It never is. It's a matter of winning or losing a deal. This is life or death. And you don't do deals over life or death. Donald Trump's father's generation, they didn't do a deal with Hitler. They fought to the death. The Norwegians didn't do a deal with Hitler. They fought to the death. So did the Poles. When Donald Trump spoke at that Kaczynski Square monument, that was a monument to the Poles who fought with the Polish Home Army. There were two great uprisings of the Poles during World War II. One was the Warsaw Ghetto, which had occurred earlier. The second, and even bigger, that resulted in the deaths of 200,000 Poles killed by the Nazis, was the Home Army Uprising. And that was a monument that Donald Trump was speaking on, in, under, in Kaczynski Square. There was not a question of doing deals with Hitler. It was a fight to the death. That's what, when your country is being invaded, it's a war. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Healthy are your arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.